Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
One of the precious gifts that comes from believing with all our hearts that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, is to know that He has brought absolute truth concerning spiritual matters to this earth. We get to know the truth.
Have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Be good to your enemies, and the Lord above you'll surely please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
Don't worry about tomorrow, just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you, He'll guide you all the way. But you gotta have faith,
faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
Don't worry about tomorrow, just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you, He'll guide you all the way.
But you gotta have faith,
faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Be good to your enemies, and the Lord above you'll surely please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Don't worry about tomorrow, just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you, He'll guide you all the way.
But you gotta have faith,
faith, hope, and charity.
That's the way,
the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
How do I know? The Bible tells me so. The Bible tells me so.
I don't know how you read the words of Pontius Pilate as he responded to Jesus when Jesus stood before the governor and was examined by this man. He asked if he were a king. He was investigating the charges that had been brought against the Lord, to which Jesus assured Pilate that he was a king, but that his kingdom was not of this world, and so it was not in conflict with Roman law. Continuing his examination of Jesus, Pilate then assures from Jesus that he claimed to be a king. And this is how Jesus answered him. You are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this reason I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. Then Pilate asked Jesus, what is truth? Now, was Pilate being sarcastic in his remark? Was he mocking the very thought of a universal truth for everyone? He could have said, what is truth? Questioning the very idea that anyone could claim to have or to know truth. I can easily put this tone and attitude to the words of Pontius Pilate. I can hear his skepticism. But I'm not for sure that is the emphasis of Pilate's response. He may have been so frustrated at this point in his interview with Jesus that his response was more of a desperate desire to really know the truth. He knew that Jesus was innocent of the charges made against him. He knew that the people who were condemning Jesus were just jealous or envious of him. He had been warned by his wife not to have anything to do with Jesus, whom she referred to as a righteous man. He could not shift his decision off onto Herod, although he tried, and he could not get any sympathy from the crowds by flogging Jesus. He could not get the crowd to respond as he wanted and to take Jesus as, instead of the prisoner, the notorious criminal Barabbas. He had difficulty getting Jesus to answer his questions, and he also knew that word of this problem might very well get back to Rome, and his position as governor might very well be in jeopardy. I'm not sure Pilate would have cared very much either way about the matter of Jesus, except for the problems it might cause him. But he may very well have asked, "What is truth?" out of a sense of longing for a meaning to all that was happening. None of this ordeal with Jesus and the Jews made any sense to him. He may very well have been saying as truthfully as he could, "Where is any truth in this situation? And for that matter, where is truth in all of the world?" Well, regardless of how he responded and how we hear his response, Jesus did indeed come to this earth to give testimony to the truth. He said of himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." In the prayer of Jesus for his own disciples that's recorded in John the 17th chapter, Jesus prays this for his disciples. He says, "Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth." And so Jesus gives the source of truth to be the Word of God. The psalmist of the Old Testament had the same view of God's word. Listen to several passages that declare God's word as divine truth. "Your righteousness is everlasting and your law is true. You are near, O Lord, and all your commands are true. All your words are true. All your righteous laws are eternal." In the instructions that the Apostle Paul gives to Timothy, the young evangelist, he writes, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, but who correctly handles the word of truth." When James wrote his letter that has become one of the most practical guides to Christian living ever given, he speaks of Christians being chosen of God, and that we are given spiritual birth through the word of truth. There are so many memories in my past that linger in my mind as to what was really the truth. Some of those thoughts go back to my own actions, and I wonder if I really knew all the truth at the time and whether I acted accordingly. Some evidence comes along later on, and we know we didn't have all the truth. We didn't have all the facts at the time, and that brings about some disappointment and frustration. Are there things that have happened or are happening in your life where finding the truth would be a real blessing? Would it be helpful in dealing with your circumstances and in making your decisions? I feel sure it would. Today I would direct your attention to the Word of God as the ultimate in truth. It defines truth. It exposes truth. It reveals truth through its pages. It calls for all who accept and encompass the Scriptures to follow and uphold all the truth that is given through God's holy word. We will find it difficult to always know the truth in this world. Satan is actively keeping the truth hidden as best he can. He deceived Eve of the truth in the Garden of Eden, and his work continues on today, blinding the eyes of people on earth to the spiritual truth that God has shared. But we can count on the truth that God shares in the Word. We can see and know and find spiritual truth. I like what the Apostle John said in testifying to Jesus as the Word of God. He said, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." When we see Jesus, when we listen to Jesus, we find the truth. And as Jesus said, if you hold my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I give thanks today that we have the Bible so freely accessible to us. We can know where we have come from, why we are here, and where we're headed in eternity. Let me encourage you to search the Scriptures for what is true.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.